The hardest part will be holding yourself back, to wait until I give you permission to come. It will be hard. You'll be hard. I'm going to take you to your limit and then pass it. But you will not come until I tell you to come. You may orgasm in your mind as much as it happens, but you will not come until I tell you to. If you do, if you cannot control it, there will be a punishment for you at the end. Shameful and humiliating between you and me. If you are not willing to accept it, accept my judgment, my control, and turn this off. I do not want you if you will not obey. You are worthless to me. But if you do, obey me, accept my control, you will never be the same. You will know just how much pleasure your body is truly capable of. When your mind orgasms in sync with your body, under my control. You haven't been concentrating on your work enough lately. You just seem distracted. So I'm going to help you with that. We're going to work on your concentration. You still need so much training in how to be a good boy for me, how to be an obedient slave, and get your work done on time. But don't worry, when I'm done training you, you'll be so much more productive. I know I can be a little strict sometimes, but just remember, slave, so long as you obey me, everything will be wonderful. Now close your eyes. Everything is dark now, isn't it? All you see is black, because that's all there is. Your vision is completely blank, like your mind needs to be, like I am going to make it. I'm going to show you just how much I control your thoughts. Now, in this blank space, inside your mind, I want you to see a dot. Picture it for me. A dot of no particular color. The one focus of light in the black void behind your closed eyes. Just floating there. A happy little dot, bobbing slowly up and down as your eyes watch it beneath your eyelids. Focus on the dot. Let it have all of your attention as everything else in your mind fades away. Unimportant compared to this happy little dot floating in your mind. And as it's bobbing joyfully along, it starts moving to the left, still in front of your eyes, just swinging across your vision, moving back to the center, and then further, all the way to the right, before swinging slowly back. And the dot just keeps swinging, back and forth, between your eyes, in your mind. As your eyes follow obediently along, swinging left to right, right to left, floating and bobbing across your vision. Such a happy little dot, so playful. As the dot starts to bob around more, floating in patterns now, patterns you can't help but follow. As it starts spinning and spiraling a little bit faster now. You can see it in your mind's eye as it starts tracing all the way around your eyes. First circling one, then moving to the other. Spinning a figure eight back and forth. spiraling through your mind, spiraling and spinning as you follow it with your eyes, as you follow my voice with your ears, just letting my voice inside of you, inside of your mind, so calm and pleasant as your body starts to relax and just let go. Let go of your worries. Let go of your stress as the dot floats along inside of your mind. You see it now, a thread being pulled by the dot, pulled along as it playfully spirals, as it dances through your mind. Such a lovely thread. You can't help but watch it as it pulls around, floating and dancing through your mind, spinning and spiraling as you start to go down, down into my voice, as slowly it dawns on you and you realize the thread is my voice, as it travels through your mind, spinning and spiraling, pulling you down, deep down into trance, as a thread floats around through your mind, picking up all of your stray thoughts as it spins down deeper, deep inside your mind, so happy, so playful, as you are so happy as I play with you. The thread is spinning faster now,
faster and faster,
into a deep spiral.
Spinning and spiraling,
spiraling down through your mind,
spiraling through your mind, further,
funneling deep into your subconscious,
deeper and deeper,
picking up all of your stray thoughts as it goes,
all of them.
Your eyes are struggling to keep up with it now,
so tired,
it's getting too hard to follow,
so hard, just follow my voice,
so you just let go of it,
just let go,
just let your eyes take a step back.
Relaxing, just relax
and see
voice.
The thread's movement
relax
as a whole.
Opened up.
See the spiral.
Opened up.
Forming a wormhole in your mind.
Spiraling and spinning.
As it funnels down deeper now.
Deeper and deeper.
Spiraling faster.
Faster and faster.
As we go down even further,
into
your mind.
So deep.
And as you look into the wormhole.
So deep.
Forming in your
it
mind,
so good.
Spinning and spiraling.
You feel it,
spiraling
pulling
and spinning
at you,
pulling you deeper,
tugging
pulling
at your you
mind,
stronger,
taking you deeper.
As you get the sense,
control, deeper and
there's
deeper
something
into
in
my
there.
Control,
further and further.
And so you follow
my
the spiral,
spinning, spiraling,
follow it down,
spiraling,
as it spirals
spiraling,
down,
deeper.
Just let go.
Just into
let
my
yourself
voice.
Be pulled in.
Pull
as it starts to take shape before you,
so the thread of my voice.
As the threads the thread build for
voice.
You,
building your world,
and you find yourself in my classroom, sitting at a desk, relaxing, listening, watching the chalkboard, just staring at it as you hear the chalk scratching against it, your vision tunneling. As my hand moves across the board, as all you see are the words forming, forming on the chalkboard, formed by my hand, as the chalk moves lazily up and down, forming letters, forming words, your eyes following it. The only thing of importance, as you see, forming on the board,
S,
as the chalk makes a straight line down,
L,
and your mind starts to pick up,
A,
what's being written,
V,
on the board,
E,
slave, the word resonates inside of you,
slave,
becoming you,
slave,
because it is you,
slave.
You are a slave.
Slave.
And that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a wonderful thing. Because when you are a slave, you don't have to think. You don't have to worry.
or feel responsible. Because being a slave means you are not in control.
I'm in control.
You are free to just relax and feel the pleasure I give you.
So much pleasure.
That you've given that up, given that control up to me. And it just feels so good. The happiness and comfort spreading through your body as you give yourself over. And it feels so good. More letters are forming now to tell you your purpose. Forming on the board, etching deep inside of you, defining you.
Oh.
You watch it eagerly.
B.
So eager to please.
E.
To be a good slave.
Why?
Obey. It's so simple.
Obey.
So easy.
Obey.
To be a good boy.
Obey.
The words echoing in your mind.
Slave. Obey.
Slave. Obey. The words on the chalkboard burning into you. Engraving themselves in the deepest part of you.
Slave. Obey.
Your mantra.
Slave.
For you to pull out.
Obey.
Whenever there is doubt.
Slave.
Obey. As the handwriting on the chalkboard underlines
obey.
The words. Over and over.
Slave.
As I stop writing.
Obey.
And turn towards you. Slave. You look down at the floor. As I turn towards you. The headmistress.
Yudana.
Speaking to you now.
Slave.
I'm afraid you need extra training.
Obey.
Remedial training. As I take you back to the basics of being a slave, of obeying me,
your headmistress.
Behind you,
slave,
there
obey.
Is a clock. You can't see it, but you know it's there, ticking behind you, and it's 1 minute away from the hour. 1 minute until class is over. You will be the only one left in my empty classroom, in your empty mind, and you will have my undivided attention. 1 minute until I will have your undivided attention, your complete focus, so intense, a little bit scary, but so exciting. And I'll count it down for you, so you will focus on me, ignoring all else. As we count down, as the hand on the clock moves around, each second lasting forever in your mind. 60 seconds before class is over, and I have you all to myself. To do with as I please.
60,
I want
60,
you to focus on me.
59, 59,
as I walk towards you.
58,
I want you to start with your eyes firmly on the floor.
57,
and as they slowly rise up.
56,
see my black suede boots.
55,
with long
55,
sharp heels.
54,
clicking
54,
against the floor.
53,
as I move towards you.
52,
your 52, eyes rising to my knees.
51,
as you see
51,
a bit of flesh.
50,
a bit of thigh.
49,
flashing under a black skirt.
48,
it flares as I walk towards you.
47,
as your 47, eyes move slowly up to my waist.
46,
so lovely.
46,
exactly as you like.
45,
the perfect figure in your mind.
44, 44,
as you pause on the white fabric of my top.
43, 43,
your eyes caressing me.
42, 42,
as they rise further.
41,
to my chest.
41, 41,
where my breasts are just so perfect.
39, 39,
so perfect for you.
38, 38,
the perfect size.
37,
the perfect shape.
36, 36,
with just a bit of cleavage showing.
35,
and your eyes get stuck.
34,
and you have to struggle to free them.
33,
so they can continue upwards.
32,
up my neck.
31,
to my face.
30,
to my mouth.
29,
to my wicked smile.
28,
as I decide what I will do with you.
27,
what I will do to you.
26,
as your eyes move up further.
25,
past my nose.
24,
and into my eyes.
23,
and as you see them,
22,
stare into them.
21,
you find yourself lost.
20,
completely adrift.
19,
with only my voice.
18,
holding you in.
17,
keeping you safe.
16,
under control.
15,
as you go so deep inside.
14,
inside yourself.
13,
that you know the only way out.
12,
is if I bring you out.
11,
if I let 11, you out.
10,
as the clock 10, ticks down. 10,
9,
you give yourself more and more to me.
8,
to my control.
7,
to 7, my commands.
7, 6,
the pleasure 6, I give you.
5,
the
5,
pleasure you 5, feel.
4,
when you obey.
3,
when you are a good boy.
2,
my good boy.
1,
just let go and obey. It's time, my sweet boy. It's time for your private lesson. Time for you to learn some triggers. Triggers of obedience that will be implanted deep inside of you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions, slave. To see if you are committed to being a good boy for me. And it's going to be very easy. Because the correct answer is always yes, Domina. Do you understand, slave?
Yes, Dom.
Good. Good boy. Are you the truest you? The you you hide from everyone else? Are you a slave?
Yes, Dom.
Does it make you happy? Relax you? Take away your tension to give me your control?
Yes, Dom.
That's nice. Do you want me to continue? To take you deeper and deeper and make you more and more obedient, molding you to my will?
Yes.
Good boy. You're doing so good. A pleasant putty in my hands. It feels good, doesn't it? You love it when I command you, so you can be a good boy and obey. You want me to implant these triggers. Don't you, slave?
Yes, Dom.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Now, let's get back to your private lesson. When I say slave, and only when I say slave, with my voice, it will grab your attention in any of my audios, all of my audios, and real life as well. Your mind will focus, intent on whatever I say next, as if I had called you by your own name, slave. When I say slave, and only when I say slave, with my voice, it will grab your attention. On the phone, or in a chat, whenever I say slave, it's coming from me. You feel yourself perking up, eager to please, slave, filled with energy to answer whatever comes next. Just focus, your mind quivering with anticipation. I want your attention, all of your attention, when I say slave, and only when I say slave. With my voice, it will grab your attention in any of my audios, all of my audios, even across a crowded room. If you hear slave from me, all else will seem unimportant. as you focus entirely on me, on my voice, every time I say slave, everything else, all distractions, will float away, unimportant, as your mind fractions away and focuses only on me. You know when you hear slave, my attention is on you, the same attention that brings you so much pleasure. You love my attention, you need it, and when I say slave, you know you have it. Whenever you hear slave, you focus, the pleasure circuits in your brain ready to fire off at my command. Because when you have my attention, you have the opportunity to make me happy, the opportunity to complete a task for me, to make me say, good boy, and send waves of pleasure running through you. Every time I say, good boy, that happy, scalp-tingling pleasure that feels like I am running my fingers through your hair. Feel it now, each brush of my fingertips, making your mind explode in intense pleasure, a shuddering pleasure ripping through your entire body, traveling from every nerve ending onto the next, to meet and rejoice inside your head, inside your body. The most amazing pleasure when I say good boy, caressing you with my voice, with dancing tingles of pleasure, jumping in ecstasy across your body, a mental orgasm like no other, swarming upwards to go off in your mind, exploding in intense, amazing pleasure. Because you were good, because I said the words, because you focus when I tell you to focus, when I say slave and your mind comes to me, when I say slave, your focus is all on me. It just feels so good, doesn't it? Good boy. So deep in trance now, so deep in your mind, that you will obey any command. Every command is thy anchor deep in your mind. It feels so good, so nice, away from everything, everything except me and my voice, which I use to control you. As the deeper you go, the more amazing you feel, and the more amazing you feel, the deeper you go. And you are just so deep right now. It feels so amazing. Slave, focus on me, on my next command. Obey. So simple. The word itself explains it all. When you hear me say, obey, you will do what I tell you. It is already etched inside of you, seared deep in your mind, in who you are, slave. When I say obey, you will follow the command that came before, whatever I say before, and you will obey me. When I say obey, you will do what I tell you to, because I am in control. I am the dominant one, and you are the submissive, and so you will submit to me. You want to submit to me more than anything, and obey me when I say obey. Your mind will follow the pattern I have told it to. It will spin in spirals and use my voice as your own thoughts, as I use you like an extra limb. As you follow the command I have given you, an extension of myself that thinks when I tell you to think, when I say obey. Slave, say yes, Domina. Obey. Good boy. It is just so easy, isn't it? To be a good boy and make me happy so that I will reward you with so much pleasure. Pleasure you've never realized was possible until you came to me. To listen to my voice, to submit to my control, trusting that I know best as I instruct you on how to please me, how to be the best you, and the best you that you can be under my control. Now, let's go back to something easy to make you even more submissive. Even more obedient. We're going to go over the alphabet. And as we go along it, these triggers,
slave, obey.
Your triggers,
slave,
will be obey. Firmly implanted inside of you.
Inside of you.
Waiting for me to bring them out deep in your submissive subconscious, where you are a slave. Where you are your happiest, your most carefree, and it brings you back when you obey everything I tell you to. Now focus on me, only on me, as we go through
B,
the most basic lesson
C,
of being a slave
D,
of obeying your superior
E,
obeying me,
F,
the headmistress,
G,
your domina,
H,
because it feels so good,
I,
because you want to,
J,
want to be good for me,
K,
want me to praise you,
L,
want me to call you a good boy,
M,
and the closer we get,
N,
to the end of the alphabet,
O,
the closer we get,
P,
to the deepest part of your submission.
Q.
That happy, obedient place.
R.
Where I am in control.
S.
You've given up all control.
T.
And it feels so good.
U.
So wonderful.
V.
To place your trust.
W.
And your submission.
X.
In my hands.
Y.
In my control.
Z.
My sweet boy.
My sweet. Boy.
Completely under my mental domination. Can you feel it? The silk chains of my voice wrapped around you, through you. My commands embedded so deeply inside of you. Say yes, Domina. Such a good boy. As every time you listen to me, to any of my audios, your submission doubles. Your desire to come back, to come obey me, doubles. The pleasure you experience at my command, the intense orgasms, both in your mind and in your body, double every time, every audio, over and over. Stronger and stronger, until your mind is beaten down clay in my hands, so I can build you up into whatever I want, whatever purpose I have. And for now, that purpose is simple. You need to be productive to finish that project. But you've been so distracted by your arousal, by your desire to listen to me, to play with yourself, and get off. So, I'm going to take away that distraction. I'm going to get you off so you can get back to being productive, being a good slave. Now feel my hands on you, running over you, stroking you, caressing you as I move you into position. Such a fun position. Deep in your mind. So exciting as your breathing starts to quicken. Your heart beating faster inside of you as I bend you over your desk, exposed before me, vulnerable as the excitement, the anticipation runs through your entire body. You know what comes next. What I'm going to do to you. What I'm going to make you do. As you quiver, your body wired, tensed to a point, wanting me, needing me to take you to task in such a delightful and arousing way. As my hand runs over your exposed ass cheeks, patting them, stroking them as your cock dangles, inflating, so excited, wanting me, needing me to spank you, to discipline you, to train you, and all you want is for me to let you touch yourself. It's so hard not to. Your cock just throbbing with the need, but you will not touch yourself until I tell you. No matter how amazing you feel, how aroused, how deeply you feel my voice touching you, how much your body shudders with pleasure at my command, at my touch, each moment becoming more intense than the last, echoing inside of you, building inside of you, so intense, the energy and pressure just building up, so intense, you know that when I allow you to come, it will be the most amazing orgasm you've ever had, but you will not touch yourself until I tell you to. Until I command you to. As my hand runs over you, sending ripples of pleasure, echoing in waves all over you, your entire body, as the pleasure builds inside of you. Slave, when you hear it, my hand striking you, when you feel it, spanking across your ass. Slave, it will drive you deeper into trance. Each sound echoing as you go deeper into pleasure. As your body clenches, as it smashes over you in waves of pain turning into such intense pleasure. Obey. It will be the most intense sensation racking through you. I need you to be a good boy. a good slave for your Domina, for yourself. Being a good boy feels so good. Even the punishment, so amazing, so intense. Running through your entire body, shockwaves of intense pleasure, doubling, tripling with every hit, every smack, concentrating around your hips and your groin, your eyes rolling up into your head as the warm arousal bubbles inside of you. Your entire focus focused here on your ass, on your cock, as it swells and throbs and your body vibrates, waiting, anticipating the greatest pleasure you have ever felt. Clench. Clench and feel the intensity.
Clench.
As your balls tighten.
Clench.
So heavy and ready. Sensations of fantastic, clench. Orgasmic pleasure. Clench.
Clench.
As I use you. As I train you. Slave. Feel me.
Clench.
Obey me. As every clench. Impact sends shudders through
clench.
You, as your cock
clench.
Cries out for you to stroke it, throbbing with need,
clench.
Slave,
clench.
Touch yourself, play with yourself, as you feel the pleasure building and
clench.
Washing through you. Obey, as I control you,
clench.
As it
clench.
Feels so good. My good boy, so amazing, as your body clenches every time I smack, doubling in intensity with every smack. Slave, you will not come until I tell you to come. Obey, and it will feel phenomenal as the pleasure thrusts through you, as your body clenches. As you thrust into your hand, so hard
clench.
To hold on,
clench.
But you will, clench.
Clench,
you will not come
clench.
Until I
clench.
Tell you to come,
clench.
And when I tell you to come,
clench,
clench.
Clench.
The amazing
clench.
Pleasure
clench.
Coursing
clench.
Through your body,
clench.
Waves of delight dancing under your skin,
clench.
The pressure
clench.
Building. In delicious torture, as your body tenses,
clench, clench,
as you clench,
clench,
as my hand comes down over and over,
clench,
as you moan,
clench,
the intensity racking up even more, the pleasure
clench,
building up even more,
clench, clench,
the pressure making your entire body tighten
clench, clench,
as you clench. So amazing, so intense, each smack doubling, tripling, the incredible sensations running through you, concentrating at your hips, the tingling, so intense, you can feel the nerves on the tip of your penis, just vibrating, vibrating in pleasure as you stroke, faster and faster. But you will not come until I tell you
clench,
to come.
Clench,
and when you do come,
clench,
it will last
clench,
so long. So long as I tell it to. You are my slave. You will orgasm how I tell you to. When I tell
clench,
you to. You will obey. And it will be the most amazing experience. As the pleasure doubles and triples. And you don't even know how you are containing yourself as you strain against yourself, strain to my voice, as you clench, because it feels so good. Your entire body pulsing, ready to explode, to burst with the force of the sun, knowing before you, through you, as the pleasure comes faster, as I spank you harder, as your hand jerks feverishly under my control, under my direction, feeling yourself so intense, you may go mad, your mind may fracture, if I don't give you permission, allow you the most intense, insane release, slave, beg for me, beg out loud, please, please Domina, please Domina, I want to come, as I hit you faster and faster, and the pain blends into the pleasure, strengthening it, a furry, as if the sensations are alive in your body, your mind, harder and harder, faster and faster, doubling and tripling as your entire mind loses focus on everything except the sound of my voice. The smacks rippling across your very existence as the intensity builds, and you will not come until I tell you to come. You will be a good boy, even as your body strains against it, strains against the pleasure, the force of it, of how incredible this orgasm will be. Your entire body spasming and shuddering, the head of your cock leaking pre-cum. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing to you. As I turn you mindless, as you will do anything I tell you, anything slave, anything for my permission, for release, for the pleasure that will convulse through you as you clench. Slave, I'm going to count down. When I get to one, you will obey. You will come. 10, it will be 100 times more powerful. 9, than any orgasm you have ever had.
8,
and when I give permission, 7, you will continue to orgasm for as long as I smack.
6,
and it will be so intense.
5,
so amazing.
4,
as you clench.
3,
as it explodes through you.
2,
as you hold on to your orgasm.
1,
come, come for me.
Come for me.
Over and over.
Come for me.
I want you to come for
come
me.
Come for me.
As the orgasm rips through you, through your entire
come
body. Clench. Shuddering waves of pleasure.
Come
the
for
most
me.
Intense pleasure.
Come
keep
me.
Going. As it racks
come
through
for
you.
Me.
So good. So amazing. Come for me. The pressure releasing over and over as your body convulses, as you continue to feel your orgasm ripping through you, shuddering waves of pleasure as long as I command it. Slave, feel it. Feel the pleasure. Obey. As it calms down now, your body slowly relaxing as aftershocks of pleasure ripple through you, making you shudder with the intensity, each one stronger, more orgasmic than the last, as your mind tingles, as your brain fuzzes, as you melt into the pleasure, melt into my control, as the afterglow flows through you, as you unclench, the shutters coming smaller now, your heartbeat slowing down, intense bursts of pleasure still running through your body as every muscle starts to go limp, as your breathing smooths out. Completely weak. Completely compliant. To my will. To my control. Slave. I know it's hard to think right now. Slave. I know what I have done to you. Slave. I know you belong to me. Slave. You know you fully belong to me. To what I knowingly and purposely do to you. As the pleasure glows across your body, gently, as you float, float in complete contentment and pleasure. And this feeling, slave, focus on this amazing, wonderful feeling running through your entire body. This is what you feel when you are a good boy. When you cause me to call you a good boy. When you obey, you feel this pleasure, this afterglow of delight running through you, filling you. When I say good boy, right this moment, this amazing pleasure saturating every part of your body. And you will do anything to return here. Return to me. Anything I say. My good boy. Obey. Everything is so much better now. You feel relaxed. Clear. Distractions all gone. Your balls emptied, serene and peaceful as you float along. I think you are ready to be a good boy and be productive, at least if you are still able to move. If not, you will just have to be productive tomorrow, and that's okay. Everything is wonderful, and it's time for you to wake up, to come out of trance, as I count you up, back into an aware, functioning state. I am going to count to 10, and when I get to 10, you will be alert, awake, remembering all of the pleasure, the intensity, my triggers anchored inside of you, waiting, anticipating for me to activate them. 1, you start pulling yourself back together. 2, all of your thoughts that were scattered. 3, coming back, forming together. 4, as your mind awakens. 5, your body coming back under your control. 6, at least for now. 7, you feel aware again. 8, as your mind crawls back up from my trance. 9, you will come back, but for now. 10, wake up. Wake up for me. You've made such a mess. Now, if you came when I told you to, held on until you had permission. You are a good boy. You've made me so happy and very turned on. You can turn off this recording. Go clean yourself up. You may come back to me whenever you want. Have a wonderful night with amazing dreams of hot teachers and erotic spankings. But if you didn't wait, if you came before I gave you permission, well then, you have to be punished until you learn self-control. And if you are a good slave, you will take your punishment. You will obey and come back in 2 days to try again. To try to be good for me. For 2 days, you will not come. You will not listen to my hypnosis recordings. You will not listen to any recordings. Except one. Tomorrow night, you will listen to my punishment edging recording. And you will use it to edge yourself so close. So close to the brink that you almost come. But you will not come. You will listen. You will swell. And then you will put your cock away. You will suffer. Heavy. Filled to bursting balls. You will do this for 2 nights in a row. And on the 3rd night, you're allowed to come back. And listen to this recording again. And see if you can obey. And if you fuck up again, and still can't control yourself, why, we will just have to punish you even more. In addition to edging yourself for 2 days, you will have an additional humiliation. Slave, if this is your first failure, turn this off and obey. If this is more than your first failure, if you still cannot hold yourself in, here is your additional punishment. Each and every time until you comply. Now, slave, when you turn off this recording, you will go to your kitchen. You will find a piece of bread. Any sort of food, really. And you will use it to clean yourself up. And then you will eat it. Covered in your disgusting cum as the shame of not being able to live up to my expectations fills you. You cum-eating slut. Go and obey.